Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome again to Miss Worthy Speaks with a moment on Tuesday to share your faith. Well, as you know, and you may not, because if you're not listening live, then you may not. You're listening to a pre-recorded, which is okay. However, we got started, but you know, whenever you're talking about God's glory, the devil likes to interfere. So we have some technical difficulties, but it's okay. We're going to, how about let's do it again, right? Exactly. So no problem. So we're talking about tools to share your faith. And there are three tools that I want to share today about the faith of God. And those three tools are power, love, and wisdom. The Bible speaks about us sharing because God has not come just for a few. He wished that we all would be saved and we all would accept him and have a place in the kingdom. And that was the whole purpose of his son dying for our salvation. And so 2 Peter 3:9 shares with us, we are his tools. He is, excuse me, I didn't mean that part. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, God has not given us a spirit of timidity, but of power and love and discipline. And so because God has given us that, he doesn't desire for us to be afraid. And then in 2 Peter 3:8-9, he says, don't overlook the obvious here, friends. With God, one day is as 1,000 years, 1,000 years as a day. God isn't late with his promise as some measure lateness. He is restraining himself on account of you, holding back the end because he doesn't want anyone lost. He is giving everyone space and time to change. So just like I stated, God desires for us all to receive him and be a part of the body of Christ. And so in doing that, you don't want to be fearful because he hasn't given you a spirit of fear. He gave you a spirit of power and love and a sound mind. And so in doing that, you want to embrace that power through our Lord and Savior because he is the ultimate power. But when we embrace the principles of God, his power will flow through us. So with that being said, we're going to start with power being our first tool, the first tool that we should use to share our faith, because it's important that people know who we are and why we believe what we believe. And if you're not a Christian and you're listening, I pray that this study, this brief study, will touch your heart so that you will decide to come on this journey with us. And so when I talk about power, we're talking about the glorious power that God instills in us. And with that, the first point is that we must share the gospel of God so that the power will resonate in us and it will open up the eyes and redeem and revive the souls of those who are lost. Because once we start sharing Jesus, why he was born, how he was born of a virgin, that he died and how he died, a crucifix life on Calvary, that he was buried in a tomb. But the exciting point is about when he rose on the third day, as our forefathers stated he would. So when we began to share that awesome story, that awesome revelation to the minds of those who don't know him, that's when the power of God is activated and resonates in you to explode. And that will touch the hearts of those who don't know him, that they'll come, their eyes will be open, their heart, they'll receive and know that this is the way that I must go. So we want God's power to always be activated in us. And to get that power is that we can't be afraid. We can't be ashamed. We must be excited and proud to share the gospel, share the story of Jesus. The second tool that we want to get really comfortable with is the tool of love. Because the Bible tells us that God desires all of us to have this love. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples if you have love one for another. So Jesus said that if you have love for each other, then those who don't know him will know we are his disciples. They will see that some of the things we do are out of a spirit of love, that we don't react, but we respond with kindness, that we have compassion. The spirit of love must resonate in our souls, that it will flow freely toward all mankind, because God loves us all and we're all his. Love conquers all. And your love should be given as just like you would for your friend. It should be given to anyone. And you can show this love by being kind, being helpful to a friend, by listening. Sometimes it just means listening, spending time. You know, our elders love for you to stop by and just spend time with them, your grandparents, great grandparents, older people, wisdom. I like to call them brothers and sisters of wisdom. When we help feed the hungry, when we help house those who don't have shelter, when we care for God's people, visiting the sick or those in prison, we have to be able to show love in all forms, not just because you are able to give money, but give time, give compassion, give patience. When we display love, people know who we are, especially when they know who you used to be. And they see that you handle things differently. That can't be nobody but God. I know it's not me, but it's the Christ that lives in me. Allow me to hold back my tongue, that allow me to treat people good who have mistreated me, that allow me to deal with things and be patient. Love. So two tools, power of God and the love of God. And then the third tool I want to share with you is wisdom. See, sharing our faith by way of the gospel is what we are called to do. And that displays wisdom within us. It shows wisdom gives us the guidance and the understanding and the power and the knowledge to be able to do for what God wants us to do with and through his people. We must give to the lost the true testimony of scripture and why we handle faith and why we have faith and why we handle it the way we do. See, and that can be done by explaining the resurrection. Because when people don't understand resurrection, they don't know how to, you know, they don't know what we're talking about. They don't know how to receive it. They don't know how to grasp it, be able to explain and talk about the resurrection. So, for instance, in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 6, and I'm going to read from the Message version. Well, the Message version actually will give us a combination of scripts. So I guess I'll read it from the Amplified version. Yeah, let's do that. And so 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 6 says, "Then later he showed himself to more than 500 brethren at one time, the majority of whom are still alive, but some have fallen asleep in death." See, the scripture was fulfilled. Afterward, he was seen by James, then by all the apostles, the special messenger. See, the scriptures were being filled, and we have to be able to get into scripture and tell how the scriptures were being filled from the Old Testament to the New Testament. There are factual manuscripts that depicts evidence that these ancient manuscripts attest to that are reliable of what the Bible says. So we must share our faith by daily declaring Jesus, by daily understanding and believing what the Bible says, and being able to share the predictions that were made in the Old Testament that came to revelation in the New Testament. See, Jesus died for our sins. And so therefore, we must be of service and allow the wisdom of God to order our steps, to direct our path, to give us what we need to be able to help others, to be able to care for others, to be able to help them when they're down, pick them up, encourage them, inspire them. Now, I know that if you're listening and you may be a Christian, maybe a babe, a carnal Christian, you may not be a Christian at all. And you may be saying, this is difficult. Are you serious? Dealing with people? You're right. It is. It's very difficult. And that's why you can't do it by yourself. Neither could I. Trust me. I've had a long journey with dealing with people. And sometimes they're ungrateful. Sometimes they have no compassion, no mannerism. Sometimes they are not even thankful for what you're doing. But you know, to be honest, sometimes we can be that way ourselves. So when it gets tough, just think about this is a test that you need to pass. Because when you help in others, you're also helping yourself. When someone agitates, aggravates, frustrates you, for you to pass that test helps you as well. Because there'll come a time where you may want to be that person, but you'll think about, I don't want to be that person. And so you'll change. You'll remember what you had to endure. So never think that the people that God has placed on this earth, which includes you, are too difficult to work with. Yeah, there are times where there are some you have to run to an end of the journey because they don't want to change, or they don't want to be kind. They don't want to be receptive to what God is telling you to give them. And then that's when God will touch your heart to do your best and let go, and he'll handle the rest. But until then, he wants to move in you, because this is development for you too, to draw closer to him. Because when you have a difficult task before you, that leads you to go to God. Get on your knees and pray. Cry out for him. Praise him for this test. Praise him for this course that you have to pass. Because you can with Christ on your side, but we can do nothing by ourselves and do it right. But if you have the Lord Savior Jesus Christ on your side, trust and believe that you can share the salvation of the Lord. You can share Jesus's birth, his death, and his resurrection, and the power of God will resonate in you and go forth to touch the hearts of those who are lost. You will be able to share the love of Christ as you develop a relationship with him and understand how much he loves you to love others. And finally, you will have the wisdom of God to know how to handle his people, how to deal with his people. Because remember, you are his people too. Thank you for listening for a moment with Miss Worth It on Tools to Share Your Faith. And I hope you'll check us out tomorrow at the same time, same place, where your spirit will be uplifted and blessed. With Miss Worth It, and it has been worth it, because to share God's word is always worth it. God bless you. And we're going to close with a little bit of artificial intelligence.
It's time to wake up, no time to waste, gotta stay up on my grizzly. He equipped me, so I'm letting off till I'm empty. Yeah, I'm a soldier with plenty of other soldiers. Who with it? We all down to spread the truth. Answer the Lord, tell us different. Now for your boy in the building, the Lord of hosts, let us in it. That's praising him for all the struggles. Life is more than a feeling. His grace is so sufficient. Think that's why I'm addicted. Sitting high up on his throne, the Father's love got me tripping. I might need intervention because I'm praying for substance that you don't see.
It's time to wake up.